Inventory of Small Pleasures, June 2020. Lapsang souchong with oat milk. A nice clean cut through the soft pouch of a poached egg. The slap of heavy post dropping into the living room. Finding a handwritten address. The patterns on freshly vacuumed carpet. The satisfaction of leaving orchid roots to soak until they go from silvery straws to sap green worms. Organising drawers into compartments with the Moorish tang of clotted cream jasmine seeping through my office window. The way Cassandra on YouTube says swan pose, chaturanga, namaste. In the garden, every minute germination, discovering a new bud, the micro beauty of a husked seed pod, the sudden splash of red from the first sweet peas, the wind carrying the long church bell notes of piano practice from the street below, the visiting cat whose rough tongue lick could be a kiss, and the digging and digging the weight of my body pressed to the spade, that sweet give in a chunk of earth, then slumped in my deck chair, smelling the colour of roses after rain, wishing I could move and pulse my body like this caterpillar. And on the other side of the wall, three gardens away, Hannah, cutting her husband's hair, and all I can see behind a square of washing is a pigeon sat cocky on the bird feeder, watching, and a chair with a flash of naked torso and Hannah's legs and apron like a snapshot from the 1950s. And all the walks, each a lap of gratitude, the one with Lou and the low-flying electric blue damselflies, the prize of finding the lilac wand of a common spotted orchid near the path in Falconer Woods, and the hidden lake we stood in when the air was drunk with humid heat and the water eeled like icy ribbons against our feet and calves. The ancient sycamore on the hill at Graves Park, where the guy practices trumpet, his silhouette knocking back the copper sky. Stretching hamstrings and that small strip of astroturf they use for cricket. So many sunset runs around its fields, its dark, damp woodlands, skirting the ponds where the rats run alongside in the undergrowth, spurring me on. And the rabbit hazel who waits for me by the bench after evening sylphlay. Everything dazzling and bright green, growing and climbing against the ebb and flow of these sealed-in days. And the meals that came together, all colour and intuition like a painting I could never recreate. The perfect ratio of water to rice. The hiss and froth of a little green bottle of beer. Shimmying up the kitchen with a wok full of okra. The choreography of knitting, the final looping and scooping off of yarn to start again and start again. The flow state of monotropic non-existence, where there's no time, no place, no self, only the task, becoming the thing you are doing, no moth-headed flitting, no 40 tabs open, when your senses are giving, willing, and able to change direction. Just that, just the joy of it.